Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
I'm Andrew.
We're brothers.
And this is
The Daniel and Andrew Show.
Well, we give our opinions about TV and movies that still ask the question, who are you going to call?
Somebody else.
All right. So, Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Enjoying some days off, sleeping, and that good stuff, hanging out at home mostly. I know that you've been busy. You have your new full-time job of playing Dragon's Dogma 2. I hope you're enjoying that.
Yeah, I set my Xbox to New Zealand so I could play it on Thursday, and yeah, I've done a couple all-nighters just playing that, so yeah.
Just a proper nerd over there.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, we do a podcast about movies and stuff, so yeah. I mean, we're nerdy. I understand. Yeah, I mean, you liked the first game, and that game came out like 10 years ago, so you know, it's a long time to wait for another one.
Yep.
I mean, you like the fantasy games anyway.
Yeah,
pretty much true. Every kind of them, so good. I think you're liking the game if you wouldn't be playing it that much. If it sucked, then you'd stop playing it,
so. For sure. I've probably put in like close to 60 hours, if not more. I don't know.
That's gross. Yeah. And that's like 4 or 5 days. Okay. How many? That's like what? 3 days? Almost?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Well. The only thing that I watched, like myself, I watched the first episode of X-Men 97. I never really watched the original show, but people really like the original show and liked this so far. I watched the first episode. I thought it was decent. I just think the script is pretty crap. Like characterization is pretty good for the characters, and you know, the action is good, very X-Men-y. The song is good; it's a really good theme song. Cyclops is like the leader of the X-Men. The Henry Cavill would be a pretty good Cyclops if they were gonna have Cyclops lead the X-Men in the MCU. So we'll see.
I think he would make a good Wolverine.
He's too tall. They need someone short. They need to go like real Wolverine, not Hugh Jackman's
Yeah, I guess I hear what you're saying.
I think they should go real, like actual Wolverine. I think the guy who should be Wolverine is the guy from The Bear, the lead guy. He'd be a great Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he did get pretty jacked for that wrestling movie.
Yeah, he was good in that too.
He's a good actor.
He's a really good actor.
He could pull it off.
When he gets angry in The Bear, I think that was perfect. That's a Wolverine right there. And his hair is kind of close anyway.
Yeah, no, I'd be okay with that pick. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be a great Wolverine. And then Cousin is going to be the Thing. So maybe at some point they could meet up.
Yeah.
I think he'll be a good Wolverine.
Yeah. I did watch something. I've been talking about it for a couple weeks now because I had to take a break from it. But I did finish The Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, since it was on Netflix, that it got canceled a long time ago.
But no, it got picked up from Max or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it got picked up from Max, but the show has been canceled. I just assumed it was canceled because, like, if it's new, why would it be on Netflix, right? But the last season ended, and it wasn't finished, so it definitely got canceled. but it finished last year.
Yeah, it got canceled on Max, and then they picked it up and they'll probably do more.
Hopefully they, because it was good. Like,
it's doing well on the on Netflix. It's
hopefully, like, I mean, well, I have to recommend it to you now. Get people to watch it. Hopefully, you know.
What's it about again?
So it's based off of like Bruce Lee's, or is it Bruce? The other guy, the main guy, the Bruce Lee, Jet Li, whoever.
Probably Bruce Lee.
I'm thinking Bruce, yeah. The one with the nunchucks and, you know, the one-inch punch.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's about his writings or something, but it's set in San Francisco after the Civil War. And a bunch of Asians are coming across and they're working the railroad and stuff. And so it's kind of, there's people not wanting them there. And there's basically action every episode, which is what I really like. But it's definitely all kung fu pretty much. But the plot got better as it went on. And then the action stayed good the whole time through. So pretty solid. I wouldn't say it's like a 10 out of 10 show. There's definitely things that are annoying about it and stuff, but overall I thought it was like a good, like, for the first three seasons, at least an 8. Like, I enjoyed it. So go out and watch it, people, because I want season 4.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. The guy who directed that, the director of Warrior, he's one of the names that they're throwing around to do the next Spider-Man, because the guy who did the first three is not doing the next one. So,
I mean, I like the show, but I mean, I don't know how well that transfers to Spider-Man, but
yeah. I have no idea. I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
I don't know. You're probably not going to watch it. I mean, I recommended Silo to you, too. That's a really good show. You should watch
that. Dude, it's just another show to add to the list. I mean,
yeah,
there's shows that I like Only Murders in the Building. There's a season that came out last year. I watched an episode and I haven't watched it all, and that's a show I like. So I mean, there's plenty of shows that I've never finished gotten around to.
I don't think I'm going to. It just kind of,
I think I will. It's just there's shows I haven't even gotten around to, so I don't know if I'm gonna just add another show onto there. I don't know. So we'll see. All right, let's get into some news. So this one, I should be kind of quick off the top. This Quiet on the Set documentary, talking about, I think it's a Vice documentary talking about a lot of experiences a lot of child actors had during their time in Nickelodeon, and it's definitely around our time that we were watching.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Is
it on Netflix?
I thought so.
Oh, I don't know.
It's on some streaming platform though, right?
Probably.
That's what you're talking about.
I would assume so. I mean, I think it's a normal channel, and maybe put it on something else. Yeah, it's about Nickelodeon, like the Drake and Josh, Zoe 101, iCarly time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sucks to see all these people talking about how they had like a bad time. And lots of it, they talk about, allegedly talking about Dan Snyder. Which he did a lot of the shows at that time. So it's interesting to see the ones that weren't created by him, which weren't many. They'd be like, they're like, I don't know what happened there and wasn't happening to me. But
it's
most of those shows. So that's unfortunate to see all that. It's kind of tinged a lot of the shows from our time. And they're doing reboots and stuff of those shows, but you know, and then this whole thing comes out. I mean, I just keep seeing, it keeps trending on Twitter and stuff like that, and people are talking about it. And it's just like people that I've forgotten that you even existed are talking. So, I don't know. Just thought that was interesting, but also not a thing that I want to, like, watch. So...
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was never, I mean, I did watch those shows, but I never watched the live ones too much. I was more a cartoon guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't interest me too much, but I mean, it's just going to be sad and, you know, disturbing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I get why you don't want to watch it. So
yeah, not really my thing. Even like true crime, I don't want that or anything. So,
yeah.
Anyway, all right. Now, other stuff. Let's see. So Adam Sandler said that Happy Gilmore 2 script is being written. They're working on it. Would you want to watch that?
I mean, I'll watch any comedy from him, but I don't know if it needs to be a Happy Gilmore 2 sort of thing, but
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not, his twos aren't really, you know, it's usually a downhill roll there.
Yeah.
From the first one, I'm thinking Grown Ups, even though Grown Ups was already a pretty low bar, but Grown Ups 2 really rolled down that cliff.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, you could consider Hubie Halloween Happy Gilmore 2, because that character from Happy Gilmore's
in the guy, it depends on his character. I did like Hubie Halloween.
That movie so sucked.
Stupid. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, but it was real funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Carl Weathers passed away. He was Chubbs, but also, I mean, Chubbs dies in the first one, but
I mean they can write a script for it. There's not going to be an issue. I think they can come up with something.
I would watch it if another one came out, but I don't know. Nothing. He hasn't made a lot of things that are great.
Well, he's been making more serious stuff lately. So
That's true. That movie where he's like,
Halloween was his last comedy thing.
What did he do? Spaceman? No, he did Murder Mystery 2, I think, came out.
Yeah, that's true. Murder Mystery, and that one was all right. And like I said, the second one takes a roll off a cliff. Was not great.
Yeah, he just did that Spaceman movie where he's like an astronaut
talking
or whatever.
To a spider or something.
Space spider thing. I don't know. It was weird.
In the basketball movie. And he had his other one where he was like.
Basketball movie was actually pretty decent.
Crap. Jewels, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. Yeah, I mean.
I'm not saying he can't do that, but I mean, I'm here for the comedy movies. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I mean. We'll see. I just thought that was interesting. That's like 25-year-old movie at this point. So, but I mean, I bet people would watch it.
Especially like with the comedy movie drought that we live in, we really don't get that many comedies every year now. And then if we do, they're just not even that great most of the time. I feel like you know, it's there. It's just if we get it.
I feel like, yeah, pure comedies, there hasn't been a lot of them. There's been movies that have been funny.
Yeah, you usually have to tie like an action comedy to it now to even get them made.
Well, like Ghostbusters is a comedy, this one we're going to talk about, but it's also, you know,
yeah,
sci-fi, yeah, whatever. So, yeah. I mean, I would call it a comedy. You know, one of the trailers we're going to talk about is definitely a comedy, but, you know, it's like an action comedy.
So. Yeah, it's like an action comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, let's talk about a sequel that I know that you're going to really care about, which is The Bad Guys 2.
What is that?
Yeah, I didn't think you would remember. I think it's 2 years ago at this point. It was an animated movie where Sam Rockwell's like a wolf. It's animated, and they're all animals that are like bad animals, like a spider and a wolf and a snake and stuff.
The only thing I'm thinking of was that one animal movie that had John Cena as like a buffalo or something, as a bull maybe.
That's definitely not it. What I'm talking about.
It's not.
The animals that are considered like scary or mean animals or whatever, and then they're like,
okay, so it's good. You see, well, what about it?
Anyway, that's it.
I don't remember.
That's about it. Yeah, I mean, it's called The Bad Guys. There's a sequel coming out.
Last week I told you all the animal movies blend together, so.
Yeah.
Then that pile.
I guess. Well, I mean, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's at the bottom of the pile, man. I probably saw a trailer or something before, but I literally can't remember it.
Came out in 2022, probably the summer would be my guess. It had like Sam Rockwell and stuff.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell got that.
Sam Rockwell, your favorite, Awkwafina.
Of course, she is in every animal movie past like 2021.
Yeah, she's a spider. Mark Maron is the snake. Craig Robinson is a shark. And Anthony Ramos is the piranha. So there you go. Anyway, the movie was fine. They're making another one. All right. Okay, so this was something I thought was interesting. Ryan Coogler is going to produce a movie for Universal, and it's going to be a jukebox musical with the music of Prince.
You lost me at musical.
It's just Prince music.
Yeah, but to be honest, I'm not much of a Prince fan.
Okay.
I think I like two, maybe three songs.
Let's Go Crazy.
I don't even know what that song is.
We're going to get demonetized, Andrew. Singing okay. Prince music. 1999.
I like the Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Yeah.
I like
Raspberry Beret. Little Red Corvette. Let's see.
What's the one they sing in Happy Feet?
Wow. Thanks
That's
for that.
That's the one I like.
Great.
That's what I like.
Pick a very random song that I'd have to remember.
I like singing it on the iceberg. And
I don't think that's a Prince song. The one on the iceberg, if I remember correctly, is Somebody to Love.
That's not a Prince song? I guess not.
Queen.
Oh. I feel like there's a Prince song in Happy Feet that I like. See, this is what I mean. Oh, I don't like Prince.
You're right. Kiss. That song. Kiss.
Yeah.
That's a good song. He has lots of good songs. I think
his songs are bad. I'm just saying I'm not.
I think if you heard him, you'd be like, oh yeah, I do like that song. You just can't remember from the names.
Michael Jackson, you know, if that you told me it was like that, and then I'd be a little more interested, but no.
No, Prince is like, meh. Mm. For me, I know he's beloved. Don't get me wrong.
I think you're not giving credit, and you just don't know the names of the songs.
Okay, fine. All right, I'm super excited.
I'm not saying you have to be super excited. I just don't. You're saying I only know
not
two.
Now, we're correcting. Yeah. Welcome to society.
All right. Well, whatever. Anyway, sounds interesting. We'll see if that would go good or go terribly. We don't even, you know, we don't have anyone attached or,
you know, I mean, it's a musical. It can't be that good.
I mean, you like Moulin Rouge. That's a jukebox musical.
That's true.
And I thought that movie sucks. And a lot of people love that movie. So there you go.
Yeah, I was just a boy back then.
Sure, as long as you don't have Ewan McGregor and Nicole Kidman singing, we're good. Because neither of them can sing. That movie is so lame. Anyway, all right. Now, we heard recently that they're going to do another Jurassic World movie, but they're not going to do it with any of the other people from any of the other movies. Now, does it pique your interest if it's Scarlett Johansson would be the lead at the next one? Nothing?
No.
At all? Nothing.
I'm just so tired of Jurassic Park. No more dinosaurs. No more Godzilla. No more King Kong. Cancel it for 20 years and
that's
then bring it
year.
Back.
That's next week. We're doing Godzilla King Kong. Oh, well.
Yeah, I just don't like Jurassic Park. I've tried to get into them. They just... Maybe if they made them, like, scarier, almost like a... Maybe like an alien thing or something, kind of how they're doing that. That might actually put some seriousness into it, because they're kind of, like, almost like comedy, action-y thing. I don't know. I guess people are getting, like, bitten and stuff, but I don't know. Just... gives me nothing.
Yeah.
I don't care if anyone dies. Like, Chris Pratt, please get eaten. I'm tired. Don't play Mario no more. Like, yeah, well, please get eaten.
Nothing. I mean, I don't think he's going to be in it. So, you just want to get him to be eaten in real life, I think. Scarlett Johansson is pretty uneven her movies for me. I think there's lots of movies where she's really good, and there's lots of movies that I don't like at all.
What? You know, Ghost in Shell's not your favorite movie?
Ghost in the Shell, Lucy, others.
There's plenty.
And then, you know, I think she's great in Marriage Story and Jojo Rabbit. She was really good. Fine, I guess, in the MCU. I don't know. I thought her character was pretty boring. I mean, I actually didn't hate Black Widow. I know people like really don't like that movie for some reason. I thought the movie was fine.
I thought it was like really average, like definitely like a 5 or 6.
It kind of reminded me
below, but
it kind of reminded me of like a James Bond movie, like with a villain at the end that like tells his whole plan and everything, and then she foils it. I mean, it's like a James Bond movie, and I kind of like that. But so,
that doesn't make it. That doesn't give it a +1 to me.
I don't know. I didn't hate the movie. I thought the movie was decent. Yeah, I mean, not amazing or anything, but I mean, it's better than some of the movies they've made recently. Anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess we could talk about some trailers on the train here. Let's talk about Alien because you brought it up. Alien Romulus.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of was a little bit interested in watching it. Just a little.
Just a little. Fede Alvarez. He's made a lot of. He made Don't Breathe. He's made some scary movies that have done well, that people like, kind of a cult following he has. So we'll see how he takes on like a huge franchise. I mean, I feel like they've kind of run Alien into the ground. There hasn't really been a good one since like the second one. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things now where it can just, you know, kind of like Alien versus Predator, how they did Prey. Like, you can do different things with it and make it be good. But, I mean, there was how many Alien versus Predators before Prey came out? So, you know.
If you count the Alien versus Predator movies, I think this is the 9th Alien movie.
Are they all the same franchise?
I mean, it has the xenomorph in it. I don't know. I don't know if I call them the same franchise or not, but there's like the
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
There's four of the, you know, like Sigourney Weaver-ish ones, and then Prometheus, there was Alien Covenant, and then the two Alien versus Predator movies. So this would be the 9th one.
There will always be an audience for these types of movies. But yeah, they need to, you know, come up with a good script and, you know, get people interested. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they keep it small and contained, I think it could be good.
I thought this trailer looked good. Like, I was slightly interested, which,
yeah,
on a movie like this, I'd be like, okay, Gib.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about it is there's really not that much to it, but I mean, I think it's going for atmosphere, right? And scariness. So that's good. Another one that I think didn't show very much, but I mean, it didn't really do anything for me because it didn't show that much, which was Beetlejuice 2 or Beetlejuice, that's what it's called.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I've seen the first one. I really can't recall. Yeah. And like you said, there's basically nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, if you haven't seen it, then yeah. I saw the first one, a couple years ago. I had never seen it before. A friend of mine that I was hanging out with at the time, she was like, "You haven't seen it? You gotta see that." And I was like, okay. And she wasn't really a movie, like, that big into movies, so the fact that she told me to see it, I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch it. I thought the movie was pretty good.
I could probably guess who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you know who I'm talking about, but I mean,
yeah, she's getting one of those people for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I could talk, you know, I could say she's never going to listen to this, so who cares? But I mean, yeah, but yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought the movie was good. Okay. I thought the movie was good. I think the movie is actually pretty good. It's like one of those, it's like, it just has that, it has like a vibe to it. It has like a whole kind of, I mean, because it has a pretty good world building and like the myth, it's very, because it's earlier Tim Burton, it's like, like a Pee-wee's Big Adventure, like it has a whole little vibe to it that, you know, if you either you're down for it or you're not.
Okay.
It has that, it's all very practical, you know, it's all makeup and stuff like that, and, you know, fun little characters, and, you know, they're kind, when you're in purgatory, they're at basically like a DMV where you take a number and you're waiting. You know, it was a fun movie. It has pretty iconic scenes. I think, a second one will probably do well. I don't know how well it would do, but I mean, Michael Keaton's pretty much good in everything. They made this right before they made Batman together, him and Tim Burton. So, And he was Batman last year again, and this year is Beetlejuice. So,
yeah, that sad outing of Batman. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he still did well as Batman, but yeah, just like,
I probably would have preferred to watch his prior Batman than the one that came out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I watched the first one, the one with him, Batman from 89. I thought it was pretty boring. But it's also a completely different time. So,
yeah, no, I'm just saying that's how bad that movie was that came out.
I mean, like, yeah,
that is better than that one.
Yeah. I mean, if I wouldn't watch any, I don't think I would be interested to watch any Batman again, really. So, but yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna see this movie. I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll review it. I don't know. I wouldn't. So
maybe you should check out the first one.
Nah.
You ask Laura, see if she's seen it.
I don't know. I mean, I do like Tim Burton. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you like the old Tim Burton stuff, you'll like the movie in this. I mean, it's good. All right. Let's talk about another sequel that I don't need. Bad Boys 4. What is it called? Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Isn't that like a Fast and Furious thing or something?
I don't think so.
Okay. It looks like crap. Like, I don't even know how they got another one.
I thought the last one sucked, but it made money. But it also made money because literally nothing came out. Because it came out in 2020.
Yeah, I mean,
it did well in January, and
Will
then
Smith slapped his career into the garbage can. So.
He sure did. He was really, really, really good at slapping. But
he has to slap someone in the movie now.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Just like the bad guy's like talking and he has to like walk slap up him. To him and flip.
He's like, keep my name out your mouth, and then slap him. If he doesn't slap people, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Oh man, that was funny. Yeah, it doesn't look good. I felt like they are breaking another team to hand off the bad boys to in the last one, and then they're just in the next one.
Yeah, they're barely in the trailer too. They're like, yeah, oh, there's those guys. Oh, never mind, they're gone.
Guess they didn't hand it off. Or
I mean, I wouldn't hand it off to that team.
I don't know. It was a terrible handoff if it was a handoff. And that clearly team, did succeed.
If that was the team they were going to hand off to, I can see why they decided not to do that, because that was not the team. Vanessa Hudgens and Alexander Ludwig, not really raking in the cash.
Yeah.
She's doing good on Princess Switch. If it's a Princess Switch movie, then maybe.
True.
But that's not this.
I don't know. I would watch a Bad Boys with her as the lead. But I would be the only one.
Bad boys, just kidding. It's one girl. What you gonna do?
It would have to be like Bad Chicks or something, and then make it a girl version.
Bad people, bad people. All right, great. All right, cool. We're excited. All right, that comes out sometime.
We're probably going to review that too.
So, I can't wait. Just kidding, I can wait. Let's talk about The Fall Guy and another trailer.
Yeah, I mean,
it looks pretty good.
Looks good. I really don't need to see anymore.
They had the premiere at South by Southwest, and it has really very rave reviews, so people enjoyed it.
Nice.
I mean, I'm interested. I think this could be a sleeper hit. This could be like a, we could, this could be, I don't know about Barbie, but I mean, it could make a lot of money. It could be like one of those sleeper hit movies. I don't think
it's going to be a Barbie.
Not like a $1.5 billion, but I mean, like it could do like a movie that people think
is going to hit a billion.
People think it's like Bullet Train did like 400. So like maybe this one could do like 7 or 8, you know what I mean?
Nah.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to make that much.
I think he has pretty good will. I mean, they've made good movies in the past. The director, I think there's a good chance it could be like one of those.
It's in a good window, right?
Yeah, it's the first weekend of May. So it'll be pretty open for like 3 weeks until the end of May when more movies come out.
My guess is under 500 or like in the 500 range. That's my guess.
I mean, if it's good, I think it can do really well.
I mean, plenty of good movies don't do well. Mission Impossible. There you go.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing.
There's nothing clashing with it. I understand that. I still think it'll fizzle out. Just by the type of movie it is.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I like the people involved, except for one. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
I mean, even John Wick didn't even make that much.
Yeah, but I feel like...
And that had a following. Like,
people it has a following, but I feel like that's... The audience is limited. That was like,
I feel a like hard it's the same audience.
I don't think it's exactly the same audience.
Basically the same. Basically the same. I guess maybe there's some more women that want to see Fall Guy, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference to make it 700.
I think like a Deadpool-ish type crowd could see it, and those made a good amount of money. So, and he actually directed the second one. David Leitch. So, with a different Ryan.
Of the two, though. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was not way worse or anything.
I think so. But I just think that first one's like up there.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with the third one then. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that one. All right, what's our next trailer?
All right, last trailer, talking about Marvel. Marvel 1943. It's a video game trailer, but it looks very cinematic.
Well, yeah, that's because it was cinematic. Yeah, I can't wait for this game, but I have no idea what it is.
Do you Black have any Panther like versus Captain America?
Is it like a third-person game? Do we know any of that? Or
we don't. Honestly, what they used this for was a tech demo for Unreal Engine. So who knows?
We have no idea.
No idea. Could be straight crap. Could be another Avengers.
Yeah, usually these kinds of games, there was like this one for Xbox called Rise. Mm-hmm. And they're usually very basic, but they look really, really good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Probably be middle. But I'm okay if it's basic.
you know, the apparent, from what I understand, like when they showed the trailer for Midnight Suns, the original trailer, they didn't show that it was like a turn-based game. And then people were like excited and they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of people were disappointed that it was terribly.
Yeah, so I mean, they did a Guardians of the Galaxy game. We'll see what happens with like a Blade and stuff like that. But this, I mean, if something's ripe for making a good, easy video game, should be easy to make is superheroes. I don't understand why it's like so difficult. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be co-op or not. I mean, there's like different like side characters. I would hope it's like a co-op game. And you play as like both sides or whatever.
I doubt it. No. It looked very single player to me.
Yeah, probably is, but you know, yeah. Superheroes never have a team or anything.
I mean,
oh well.
I agree with you that superhero games should just automatically be co-op. Makes sense, but they can't do it right. So just do a single player and.
You know, not even, it doesn't have to be 4 players or 10 player co-op, just like 2 players. Like,
even when they do that, they can't get it right.
You know, Batman and Robin co-op game. How hard is that? Whatever. I don't know. I thought this looks pretty interesting, but you know nothing about the game.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll just be a good animated movie.
It's a nice little short.
Yeah.
Right there.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, cool. Well, we'll go from that mid-reaction to this movie.
I think that's in the right ballpark.
We're going to talk about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Ride or Die.
I think it's Frozen Empire. What'd you think?
This was absolute dog water.
Oh, really? I don't think it was that bad.
Look, I was pretty tired when I went to go see it. I have no idea. I did talk to Dad about it, and he told me the reviews are bad, but I knew nothing going in. Yep. I didn't see the first one. I knew absolutely nothing.
Oh, you didn't see the last one?
I didn't see the last one.
You'd be so like, who is this person? I don't know who that is.
I couldn't tell you anything about it, and I'm not a Ghostbusters fan, and this movie sucked.
Oh, man.
It was bad.
I'm going to go ahead, because I don't feel like there's much to talk about without spoiling things. So, I mean, like, I think most of the plot is at least, you know, would give away things. So.
Okay. Nope. We don't want to spoil this movie. All right.
Well, if you're going to see it, why would I tell them? I mean, there's like one character in this that's very,
I recommend not seeing it. So okay. If you want to spoil it, go ahead.
Okay, great. Well, I'm not going to do that. We can go ahead and do that. And then we can just talk about it freely if you'd like to.
Okay.
5. I'm giving it a 5. I thought it was average. I don't think it was that bad. I think there was good parts to it. I wouldn't say this is a horrible movie by any stretch of the imagination. I know that you're going to say that, but you're going to, once again, Mr. Come In halfway through and then be like, I don't know who any of these people
are. You make it seem like that makes a difference for this movie. This movie's plot was terrible. All of the jokes were not funny.
Mm.
They were so... It was literally, okay, tell the joke and then look at each other and be like, ha, that was a joke. This is the part where you laugh. None of it was funny whatsoever. Somehow Paul Rudd was not funny.
Mm.
I don't even know how that is humanly possible to make Paul Rudd not funny, but this wasn't funny.
Okay.
I would laugh at the dumbest Paul Rudd joke.
Mm.
There wasn't even cringe funny. It wasn't even cringe bad. It was just bad. The script was freaking terrible.
Okay.
They were like, they had a checklist. They got a like nostalgia check. And then we got to like make it kind of scary. I don't know. The CGI looked like green screen YouTube. Like, you know, they told all the actors, okay, now there's a bunch of ice coming at you. Look scared. Like, it was bad.
What's your number, dude?
It's below average. This is not average. This is easily below average. I can't really think of good things to say about it. I'd say the only good thing about it was the main actress at least can act somewhat. But other than that, pretty bad. At least a 4. We'll talk about it. Maybe I'll go down to a 3. There's no way.
Whatever you're feeling, dude.
4. 4 okay. Right now.
All right. 4. Okay. That's funny because... okay, so the last one, they introduced these characters, and I think they did a pretty good job, but they also kind of even-handed it with talking about the original people. This one is basically just, she's the lead, the girl. And they try to make her look like Egon, and I think it looks bad. I think it looked bad in the last one with her colored, I don't know if it's her actual hair or a wig, but it looks bad. And she's like kind of edgy or whatever. Kind of, I found her kind of annoying in this one. She was not bad at all in the last one. I thought the last one was actually a pretty good movie. So this one is definitely a step down for sure. Maybe a couple steps down. She has this side plot with a ghost, with like an actual ghost like character. And I was like, what? I mean, I don't think the girl who is the ghost did a bad job, but I was just like, what? I was very confused. And then
I don't know what you're talking about. That side plot was just so darn good. Like,
I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it was just random.
Like, I thought they were both acting pretty well.
Yeah.
Just that it made no sense to be in the movie.
I mean,
it really didn't.
But it's like kind of central to the plot.
Why do these two want to be friends? Because she likes ghosts and she is a ghost.
Yeah. First of all, I really always hate the, you know, you guys don't understand me or whatever. I'm a kid or whatever. That's lame. I mean, that's so boring.
Yeah, they take that to like the extreme.
Such a tired thing. And then that's like the whole thing. And I was like, why is this about this girl's?
Yeah. And she basically just screws up the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then the family's just like, it's okay. Whatever.
As long
as you're okay, you know, classic just parent, you know, yeah. Like Home Alone parents or something.
It's like, it would be okay if it was like not the whole, like there wasn't like all these other things. Like if they wanted to make a move, like a little mini series about her by herself, like with her instead of like making a Ghostbusters, whatever, I would have been okay with that. But it's like, this should not be a mainline Ghostbusters movie. This is the first one that felt like, was just they needed to make another one because the last people liked the last one, so they're like, here's another one, and they rushed it clearly, and they went, this is good enough. But like, I feel like a lot of the pieces are fine, but it wasn't executed well.
I literally don't know how this script was greenlit. They must have just went like family Ghostbusters and they were like, green light. Like, the script was bad.
It reminded me of like a late 90s, early 2000s movie where it was fine. I wasn't like, I just kind of went, whatever.
I would have walked out of this movie if we weren't reviewing it.
Oh, to be honest with you, I'm not like, oh my God, Ghostbusters is so great that I all of a sudden, like when the Ghostbusters, the Lady Ghostbusters came out, like the way you're talking about it makes it sound like the Lady Ghostbusters. Now that movie is crap in comparison to this.
I didn't see that one. I heard it was crap, but this one was bad. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean,
I agree with you. Maybe the other one is worse.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like a three movie.
That one's a three, a four. This one, I would say, was average. I mean,
this was easily below my standards for average.
Like, I mean, I thought it was fine. I mean, I like some of the ghosts that they had. And
I would have rather watched Scream, that Scream movie, than this movie. At least that was cringy. This didn't even have cringe.
I mean, I probably watched Scream. Yeah. But I also am like a fan of Scream. I thought Ghostbusters is fine. So I don't know. Anyway, I'd rather watch, I think people hold that original Ghostbusters in so high regard now just because they didn't like what they did with it. But I don't know why they're acting like Ghostbusters was like a 10 out of like an A plus movie.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, the first one, they're like scientists and stuff, and they actually make it kind of real, like it could actually happen sort of thing. And since then, they've just thrown that all out the window, and they're just like, Ghostbusters, let's do whatever.
They just have
family time.
They just had too many people in this. I mean, there's people from the last one. I was like, oh yeah, that girl. And then she's like barely in it. She's
along like 13
or whatever.
I thought there were so many kids just running around lasering people.
Yeah, the girl with the braids, she's from the last one. The kid podcast, like the kid, the Asian kid, like he was from the last one. Like they had a bunch of people from the last one and they're like, oh yeah, we have these people. Oh, well, yeah, we don't know what to do with them. So they just kind of put them places.
Just, they pop up and then they shoot someone. And
they
get frozen.
They had too many people. They had already had too many people, and then they added people. Kumail Nanjiani, who I like, is just there in this, and he's like a fire whatever guy. But it's just like, why you have all these, like they're trying to like set up lore and add more people into it at the same time. And I was like, what? You already have too many people. I don't know what they were doing. They just made another one, basically.
They seriously just, they stretched the movie in like seven different directions and it just ripped the movie apart.
I just thought, after I saw it, I went, but I wasn't like, oh my God, I hated that. I wasted all my life while watching that.
I mean, I think if you're a Ghostbusters movie, you probably hate this movie. I don't know how you would like it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not a Ghostbusters fan, and I just thought the movie was just terrible in general. I'm not even a Ghostbusters fan. I don't think they like insulted Ghostbusters or anything. It just plainly just didn't. Yeah, like I said, the script shouldn't have been greenlit. Like, it was bad. And the green screen was that was just horrible. It looked so fakey, icicles, and the villain was stupid. Who knows what his name was? That was his name. Can you tell me his name?
No.
I literally saw the movie yesterday. And I couldn't even tell you what his name was after the movie. I asked Laura. She was like, she gargled some words at me.
Yeah, it was pretty much what it is. I mean,
you kind of need a villain in the movie for a movie to work. So.
Honestly, the last one, they basically just did the first one again. It's like the same villain and stuff. Pretty much. So, I mean, that's why people probably
like the same villain and you still couldn't name.
No. I'm saying the last one that they did was basically the same thing as the first movie, the original movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why people could probably tell you this one is a new villain, which is very similar to the original villain. It's just kind of creature. This one just has ice powers.
Yeah.
Hey, my theater did glowy ice cubes in a margarita for the drink.
That would have been the best part of the movie. Yeah.
It was pretty cool, actually. I think that's kind of fun.
What spoilers do you want to talk about?
No, I'm just talking about I'm just saying the ghost girl and the fire guy. I mean, that's spoilers to the movie. So, so we could just talk about the movie, in general.
The fire thing was so stupid. There's a part where they go talk to the guy in the library.
Yeah.
That was so bad. And it goes on forever. Why was this movie 2 hours? That scene in particular, he's just like expo dumping. And then they're like, he's trapped in this ball. And he's like, oh, he's trapped in a ball. And he's like, let me go pull out this very specific book to this specific page of this little ball that you can't even really tell as part of his statue. And he knows exactly what. And then he's like, oh, let me go check out this other voice recording thing that doesn't even really make sense. And it's just so, eh. Like, who thought of this? It sucks. Oh, well. And it's like, he's even like, there's only five people that know about this or something. And I guess the fifth guy was just right down the road. Like, it's just really bad writing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That whole scene was just trash. And then, yeah, she likes the girl or whatever, right? And then she's got a... I went to the bathroom and came back, and she's just like turning herself into a ghost somehow. She's just like, they just have technology to become a ghost now. And then they're just kind of like, forget about that. No one gets to be a ghost anymore. Just okay. Like, I feel like that would be some revolution technology, and we're just like giving that to the Ghostbusters or something, or whoever had it. I went to the bathroom, so I really don't know who had it.
But, yeah, it's in that little thing, they just take the soul out of the thing or whatever, but it didn't get sucked away or whatever. She was just there or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, really didn't bother me. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just let things go. I don't know. But, it was fine.
Not fine.
I mean, it's not like gonna...
Below fine.
It's not gonna blow the doors off the place or something. So, I mean, there's another movie coming out that's gonna eat its lunch probably. So, you know, oh well.
What are you talking about?
Godzilla and Kong is gonna just take all their screens and stuff away anyway. So
I mean, they would have lost the screens regardless, and no one's gonna see this movie.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's getting horrible word of mouth, and I have no idea. I don't know what the reviews are on the movie, but. From what I saw, I don't know what they could say that was good about this movie. This is easily the worst movie of this year so far that I've seen.
44% on Rotten Tomatoes, 84% audience score.
Wow, that's crazy.
This is the worst movie you've seen so far? Yeah, I guess I can get behind that. It's a 6.5 on IMDb, which is okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think a movie is as bad as you're kind of making it out to be, but it's also not like good either. I'd just say it was average.
Even the guy from Stranger Things, he's just like there.
Mm-hmm. And then, just because he was in the last one, and then for some reason they didn't want to like just say, hey, this person's at college or something. They just like had to have every single person in this movie for some reason.
I'm really trying to think of a good thing in this movie. It wasn't there. I started falling asleep at the beginning, and then I had to go to the bathroom. And I was like, well, I will not miss anything. So I went to the bathroom. And then I was there for the whole third act. And the third act was just...
Yeah, it was dismal. Pretty goofy. Yeah. Yeah.
And they had the cliche anime thing where, like, friends work together and we can save the day. And they all hold the gun. Just no one had anything to do. And then they were like, oh, you got to put brass in the weapon. So let me just cook brass in my oven real quick. And voila, brass gun. And then they just shoot them with the same thing, but it's brass.
All right, cool. So Andrew didn't like the movie. I thought it was fine. I would say, you know, if you like Ghostbusters, maybe see it on a streaming or something. I wouldn't, you don't have to run out and see this movie, that's for sure. Andrew would just say skip it, I'm assuming.
If you like Ghostbusters, I wouldn't touch this at all.
All right, this sounds this good.
Edit your life.
No problem.
If it did mine.
We can move on. I think Ghostbusters will probably be done after this anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean, if they did another one, it would have to be a different thing. Like, this is dead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, even the 2016 one, like, that one says that was that bad, and then we got another Ghostbusters, like, 4 or 5 years later. So it's definitely
not. They had already greenlit or whatever. It was because it was Ivan Reitman, who did the original one, his son was making it, and they had a script and everything. So they were like, okay, well, we can do this because this is actually not garbage. And then they went, okay, make another one now.
Okay.
You know, and that's what we got. So.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll stop badgering it.
Mm-hmm. I think we got the gist. I know I got the gist for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see you guys on the next one.
Only good movies. Until then, this has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.